Mucho obrigada, Señor Presidente. As this is the first time my delegation is taking the floor, please allow me to thank you, your team, and the Secretariat for all your efforts up to this point. As we begin our first formal session of the GG on laws for the year, please allow me to make a few general comments. First, Israel would like to reiterate its position that the CCW is the most appropriate forum to deal with emerging technologies in the area of laws. Israel places significant importance on the CCW and acknowledges its distinctive nature as an unparalleled forum that encompasses all the pertinent stakeholders. This renders the CCW's achievement as those which have the greatest practical effect on the ground. As others already mentioned today, this forum's strength lies in its commitment and ability to strike the appropriate balance between military and humanitarian considerations. The GGE meetings thus far have helped to promote a greater understanding of the various aspects of the issue of laws. We note that there seems to be wide agreement on certain notions, such as the notion that existing IHL fully applies to the development and use of laws, the importance of retaining human responsibility for the use of laws, and holding accountable these responsible for IHL violations in accordance with international law. However, it is important to acknowledge that there are still issues where wide differences of opinions exist, and reaching a convergence of views may prove to be yet challenging. One of these issues pertains to identifying which additional outcomes this forum should be aiming for. In this regard, we reaffirm our view that existing IHL fully applies to lethal autonomous weapon systems. We also maintain that current IHL is sufficient for regulating the use of any weapon system that possesses autonomous capabilities. Accordingly, while our mandate clearly stipulates the need to look at a wide spectrum of possible measures and options, it is Israel's position that there appears to be no need for the creation of a new legally binding instrument aimed at establishing novel legal rules for lethal autonomous weapons. Israel is in alignment with the approach reflected in the U.S. and other delegations' interventions earlier today, deeming it would not be appropriate to discuss a legally binding instrument at this stage. Notwithstanding, the delegation of Israel is willing to explore a suitable... a suitable framework that can be attained by consensus in our forthcoming work. Furthermore, this approach is grounded on the understanding that technology is perpetually evolving, and as such, it is reasonable to anticipate that technological advancements will persist and adopt various forms in the future. Going forward, this requires us to be modest in our assumptions and predictions today. Therefore, we observe that we ought to continue with an informed process that will allow us to deepen our understanding and discuss aspects mentioned thus far, as were also reflected in some of the delegation's papers. In the course of the GGE law session in 2022, and in recent period, many significant papers were submitted by states, providing advanced and useful insights, as well as concrete suggestions on the way forward. The fact that so many countries share their perspectives both through written submissions and oral interventions continuously illustrates the importance and complexity of our subject matter. Mr. Chair, we look forward to continuing our deliberations aimed at fostering deeper comprehension of laws, particularly with regard to examining the themes outlined in your useful proposed indicative timetables. To achieve further progress and narrow the gap between national positions on ways to continue addressing the issue of emerging technologies in the area of laws. Israel will continue to play an active and constructive role in this substantial process. I thank you, Mr. Chairperson, and I wish us all an effective week.